I will now call the meeting to order. The clerk will take the rolls silently. Anyone absent will be excused until they arrive. The minutes of our last meeting have been distributed. If there are no changes, the minutes will be approved as distributed. Are there any changes to the minutes? Seeing none, the minutes stand approved. Today, we have several bills and amendments to get through, and I will call up the bills in the following order: Senate File 311, Senate File 368, Senate File 369, Senate File 375, Senate File 427, and Senate Study Bill 1161. The Republicans will go briefly to caucus, and the Democrats will go to caucus. All right, thank you very much. Let's go ahead and start with the order that I had previously outlined for everyone. Senate File 311 with Senator Green. Senator, call up 311. Senator Green, do you have a subcommittee report?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The subcommittee consisting of me, Don Driscoll, Senator Garriott, we recommend passage. We all signed off, but we also recommend an amendment.
Thank you, Senator Green. You're in order for opening remarks on the amendment.
The amendment conforms a bill to the House file. The amendment clarifies that the dog handler does not have to be a licensed hunter. However, if the dog handler is not a licensed hunter, the dog handler cannot dispatch the deer. The amendment changes a shall to a may, allowing the NRC to make rules but not requiring them to.
Thank you very much, Senator Green. Is there discussion on the amendment? Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Senator Green for closing remarks on the amendment to Senate File 311.
I recommend we move the amendment.
Senator Green moves the amendment. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes have it and the amendment passed. We are now back on Senate File 311 as amended. Is there discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last year we passed House File 2455 that allowed a trained person and a trained dog on a leash to track a wounded deer for the purpose of dispatching and claiming slash tagging the deer. It was a way of ensuring ethical hunting practices. However, the bill required the person and the dog to be trained. There are no pass-fail training or testing programs that allow a person or a dog to provide proof of training, so this bill removes that requirement.
Thank you, Senator Green. Is there further discussion on the bill? Seeing no further discussion on the bill, the chair recognizes Senator Green for closing remarks on Senate File 311.
I recommend passage of Senate File 311.
Senator Green moves Senate File as amended. Senator Trongariat, how would you like to vote? Short form has been requested. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. The bill has passed and it will now move to the calendar under Rule 40. I will now call up Senate File 368 with Senator Rosenboom. Senator Rosenboom, do you have a subcommittee report?
Yes, Madam Chairman, I do have the subcommittee report. Your subcommittee of Senator Selsey, Senator Taylor, and myself passed the bill onto committee. It was signed by Senator Taylor and myself.
Senator Rosenboom, you're in order for opening your remarks on Senate File 368.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm going to begin by going through the primary features of the bill, affectionately known in Iowa as the Bottle Bill. This bill seeks to improve the can and bottle redemption program in Iowa by making it more efficient. Historically, what we've had is a program that charges a deposit on the container and provides a means for redeeming the container to get for the consumer to get the nickel back. With redemption rates in decline and no accountability over the money that Iowans have put into the system, it's time to modernize the bottle bill. The bill phases out the mandate requiring grocery stores to redeem containers. The recent COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the health and safety concerns inherent in returning empty, used containers to the same establishment where we buy our food. Beginning July 1 of 22, grocers may refuse to redeem containers if there is a redemption center within a 20-mile radius. Under existing law, redemption centers have to sort containers by brand, and each specific distributor has to come and collect those containers and transport them to the recycling site. Beginning January 1 of 2023, this bill eliminates the need to separate containers by brand and allows redemption centers to control the volume of containers in their facility by allowing them to handle the transportation themselves. The only way this is possible is if we have another means by which the redemption centers are reimbursed for the nickels they refunded to consumers for the containers. Previously, this transaction took place when the distributors picked up the containers from the redemption centers. This bill proposes those deposits will instead be managed by the Alcoholic Beverages Division, who will reimburse the redemption centers upon receiving proof that the containers were delivered to the recycling site. Redemption centers will have ownership of the containers and will receive the scrap value for that material upon recycling the containers. Scrap value varies based on material and market conditions, but it recently averages 1 cent per container, and along with the handling fees, this doubles the current income for redemption centers. Finally, this bill provides a way to return the unclaimed deposit funds back to the taxpayers by transferring to that extra, those nickels to the taxpayer trust fund. Under current law, there's no way of knowing whether the unclaimed deposits are being used to for any benefit of the public. Madam Chairman, those are my opening remarks. There is an amendment.
You are in order for opening remarks on the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The amendment makes actually a fairly significant change, I think. It increases the handling fee from 1 cent to 2 cents, but the increase is only payable to the redemption centers, not to grocery stores. The 2 cent handling fee is effective beginning July 1 of 21, so just about 4 months away, and until January 1, 2023, when ABD starts paying the handling fee. On that date, January 1 of 23, when ABD pays the handling fee, it goes to a penny and a half. And a reminder that at this time, then the redemption center began keeping the scrap value of the material. There's a few other technical changes in there. I would mention that the amendment does include civil penalties up to $2,000 per violation for ABD. So with that, Madam Chairman, that's the bill with the amendment, and I'd be happy to discuss it further.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Senator Rosenboom for closing remarks on your amendment to Senate File 368.
Madam Chairman, I just moved the amendment.
Senator Rosenboom moves the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes have it and the amendment passes. We are now back on Senate File 368 as amended. Is there discussion? Senator Claire Selce, you are in order.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Rosenboom, thanks for bringing this bill, but it's not going to meet any of my tests for a Natural Resources Committee bill. This bill does nothing to provide more consumer convenience. It does nothing to encourage recycling. It won't reduce litter on our roads, in our landfills, or lakes. It won't include more containers like water bottles that proliferate all over our landscape right now. It really, except for the amendment that was just tacked on, it really doesn't recognize any of the inflationary math and redemptions and deposits that's needed to keep the program running long term. Consumers want to have some skin in this game. They want to participate in this program. It's extremely popular, and I think they'd be willing to put a little bit more in the deposit side of this. Our ultimate goal is to keep waste out of the landfill. This bill, even though it prohibits this type of trash from going in the landfill, it really doesn't do anything to help that. I heard you say during the subcommittee that rural residents don't mind a 40-minute round trip to, return their cans and bottles. I don't know anyone that wouldn't rather just take them back to the grocery store they already go to instead of making a special trip to return cans and bottles at a redemption center. And our redemption centers are great. It's nothing against them at all. It's just that we're taking away this huge consumer convenience that we've all become accustomed to. This bill was not collaborative in nature, nor did it meet any of my criteria for a successful program. So I urge my colleagues to vote no on the bill. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Selce. Is there further discussion on the bill as amended? Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Senator Rosenboom for closing remarks.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. You know, this is my ninth year here. This wasn't on my bucket list of things to accomplish when I came to the Iowa Senate several years ago, but it's become part of the conversation every year that I've been up here, and this year's no different. And my sense is that, first of all, the bottle bill is still a popular concept in Iowa. That's fine. It's also my sense that there's some weariness in this building with never having done anything to change it in 40 plus years, and to one year after another have the same discussions and the same battles. And as I've told many of you, my goal with this bill was to try to change that discussion to something a little different, to make simple, fundamental changes to the program that should be quite easily understood by all. And some of the side discussions that always enter into the bigger discussion and always provide torpedoes to take any given bill down, I'm purposely avoiding those, and I mentioned that in subcommittee to Senator Selce. Is 5 cents the right deposit rate? Let's have that discussion, but I don't want to make it part of this. I don't want that to become the bullet that takes this thing down. Should plastic be involved? I don't want that. That's a completely different product in terms of its recycling value, and that brings with it a whole set of market complications that, again, are not helpful to discussion to have a solid, fundamentally solid, sound bottle or a can redemption system. So I'm going to summarize what this bill does and leave you all with a challenge. First of all, as you can tell, especially with the amendment, the attempt is to rejuvenate the redemption business in Iowa. We all know that's essential, and this bill is doing that. The amendment strengthens that effort. By the time the redemption center gets the 1.5 cent handling fee plus the value of the recycled material, it's a much more lucrative business than it has been. Health and safety are improved by keeping our empty-use containers separated from food. If we don't understand that this year, I don't know when we will understand it. In a different set of circumstances, that would be a no-brainer for all of us, I think. The environmental benefits of the bottle bill are retained, and I believe they'll be enhanced. Many people and charities rely on income from the bottle collection. I shared at the subcommittee, the Pella Can Redemption Center paid out over $160,000 last year, you know, to things like the Pella Community Food Shelf and the Eddyville Band Boosters. That's a part of, at least certainly, rural Iowa. And the money from unredeemed, under this bill, the money from unredeemed nickel deposits is retained by the taxpayers of Iowa. I think that's eminently fair. I touched on the fact that there's other parts of this that I'm intentionally not considering right now. But I think it's time for us to get off dead center with this bill, or with this program, with the bottle bill program in Iowa. And I'll leave you with the same challenge I left the attendees in the subcommittee. We can all be part of a problem, or we can all be part of a solution. We all know there's different vested interests in this legislation, but I'm just going to encourage each of you to figure out how you might be part of a solution, and we'll all feel better going home to our constituents if we finally get off dead center with this bill. With that, Madam Chairman, I ask to move the bill.
Senator Rosenbaum moves Senate File 368 as amended. Senator Trone-Garriott, how would you wish to vote? Record has been requested. The clerk will call the roll.
Senator Sweeney
votes aye.
Senator Driscoll
votes aye.
Senator Trone-Garriott, no.
Trone-Garriott votes no.
Senator Bolton, no.
Senator Bolcom votes no. Senator Selsey votes no.
Senator Knoyer? Yes.
Senator Knoyer votes yes.
Senator Green?
Yes. Senator Green votes yes.
Senator Lycum?
Senator Lycum votes no.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Senator Rosenbaum votes aye.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Senator Taylor votes aye.
Senator Zumba?
Aye.
Senator Zumba votes aye. With 7 ayes and 4 nays, the bill has passed and will move to the calendar under Rule 40. I will now call up Senate File 369 with Senator Knoyer. Do you have a subcommittee report?
Yes, Madam Chair. The subcommittee that consisted of myself, Senator Green, and Senator Lycum recommends passage with myself and Senator Green signing.
Senator Knoyer, is there? You are now in order for opening remarks on Senate File 369.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill was brought to us by Senator Edler. It allows the game bird preserve hunting season to be extended beyond the March 31st date if certain requirements are met. The season shall not be extended beyond April 15th and shall only allow hunting for chuckers, quail, or rooster pheasants. Preserve owners may file an application with the DNR for the waiver if the precipitation for 2 of the 3 months of January, February, or March of that season is above average for the county in which the preserve is located. The DNR shall grant the waiver. The state climatologist at IDALS will provide precipitation data to the DNR. Madam Chair, that concludes my opening remarks.
Thank you, Senator Knoyer. Is there discussion on the bill? Seeing no further discussion on the bill, the chair recognizes Senator Knoyer for closing remarks on Senate File 369.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the bill.
Senator Knoyer moves Senate File 369. Senator Trone-Garriott, how do you wish to vote? Short form has been requested. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it, and the bill has passed and will move to the calendar as a committee bill. I will now call up Senate File 375 with Senator Knoyer. Do you have a subcommittee report?
Yes, Madam Chair. The subcommittee that consisted of myself, Senator Selsey, and Senator Green recommend passage with all three signing.
Senator Knoyer, you're now in order for opening remarks on Senate File 375.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill provides that, in addition to other penalties available, a person who is convicted of littering on a public highway or public land will lose their current hunting or fishing license as well as their camping privileges for a period of 1 year following the conviction. This bill does not make changes to what it means to litter or expand the current littering law. It simply adds another penalty, and there is an amendment.
You are in order for opening remarks on the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This amendment changes the shall to may, allowing the Natural Resource Commission discretion or council at discretion as to whether or not to suspend hunting or fishing licenses or camping privileges upon conviction. The amendment also gives them discretion to suspend those for up to a year. That concludes my opening remarks.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Senator Knoyer for closing remarks on the amendment to Senate File 375.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the amendment.
Senator Knoyer moves the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes have it and the amendment passes. We are now back on Senate File 375 as amended. Is there further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Senator Knoyer for closing remarks on Senate File 375.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the bill as amended.
Senator Knoyer moves Senate File 375 as amendment. Senator Trone-Garriott has requested short form. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. The bill has passed and will move to the calendar under Rule 40. I will now recognize, call up Senate File 427 with Senator Rosenboom. Do you have a subcommittee report?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Yes, I do. The subcommittee of Senator Taylor, excuse me, Senator Green, Senator Likem, and myself have all signed a report recommending passage.
Senator Rosenboom, you're in order for opening remarks on Senate File 427.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Senate File 427 is a bill that's aimed at tipping the scales back to the favor of farmers, landowners, and citizens of Iowa who have been dealing with nuisance deer on their property and along the highway for many years. Under this bill, a person who kills an antlerless deer out of season has to pay, that's not word required. Currently, a person who kills an antlerless deer out of season has to pay $1,500. For reference, the penalty for taking an endangered animal is only $1,000, and for taking a beaver or an otter is $200. This bill gets rid of the reimbursement requirement for antlerless deer, and this is retroactive to July of 2020. The bill cuts the cost of depredation licenses down to $2, the same as a landowner tag, to make it far less expensive to remove nuisance deer from someone's property. The bill also allows depredation tags to be used through the fall and into December. Further, the bill requires the DNR to allow for a January rifle hunting slash depredation season for the counties in which allotted tags went unsold. The purpose of this season is not to hunt for sport, but it is to manage the size of the herd, which is why more efficient and effective firearms are being authorized. Finally, and maybe most importantly, this bill provides for a comprehensive deer population study. The study will be conducted by the DNR, Department of Natural Resources, along with Iowa State University, the Department of Transportation, and the Insurance Division to get a thorough look at the overall deer population and its impact on crops, trees, property loss, medical costs, and fatalities due to vehicle accidents. Madam Chairman, those are my opening remarks, and there is an amendment.
Okay, see, you're in order for opening remarks on your amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The amendment clarifies that the January depredation tags will be sold by the DNR beginning the day after late muzzleloader season and will be available until either they're gone or the January season has ended. The bill also makes the centerfire rifle the method of take for the season. The Natural Resources Commission cannot add or subtract methods of take and shouldn't have the, I have to make rules on this. With that, Madam Chairman, I move the amendment.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Seeing no further discussion, the Chair recognizes Senator Rosenboom for closing remarks on the amendment to Senate File 427.
Madam Chairman, I move the amendment.
Senator Rosenboom moves the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes have it and the amendment passes. We are now back on Senate File 427 as amended. Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Rosenboom, you want to closing comments on Senate File 427 as amended?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Real brief story here. I was in Centerville last Saturday at a forum, and I talked to landowners and a county supervisor, and we talked about the enormous size of this problem, at least in southern Iowa, which is significantly greater problem there, I believe, than it is around the state. I asked for anecdotes, for stories. I think I'll be getting a lot of those, but I got one this morning from a gentleman from Moravia, and I total up with five deer accidents he has had since 2016. He's had five incidences with $25,000 property tax, property damage to vehicles alone. You add that to the crop loss that is experienced by many farmers, the danger to public health, as another constituent told me when a deer came through the windshield into his wife's lap. We have to recognize that our deer population has to be controlled in a manner that's not just biologically balanced, but is balanced with respect to the to our economy and to the environment at large. With that, Madam Chairman, I move the bill as amended.
Senator Rosenboom moves Senate File 427 as amendment. Senator Trogariat, how do you wish to vote? Short form has been requested. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. The bill has passed and will move to the calendar under Rule 40. I will now call up Senate File 1161 with Senator Driscoll. Senator Driscoll, do you have a subcommittee report?
Yes, Madam Chair. Yes, Madam Chair. The subcommittee of Senator Bolton, Senator Jay Taylor, and myself recommend passage.
Senator Driscoll, you are in order for opening remarks on Senate File 1161.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The bill increases the amount of the financial assurance required for a waste tire collection site. The current law requires 85 cents per tire, and this increases that to $2.50 per tire. The DNR also requires that the waste tire hauler have a bond on file. This increases the amount of the bond from $10,000 to $250,000. There is an amendment.
Senator Driscoll, you're in order for opening remarks on the amendment.
Thank you. This lowers the amount of the bond from $250,000 as proposed to $150,000.
Is there further discussion on the amendment? Senator, seeing no further discussion, the Chair recognizes Senator Driscoll for closing remarks on the amendment to Senate File 1161.
I simply move the amendment.
Senator Driscoll moves the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes have it and the amendment passes. We are now back on Senate File 1161 as amended. Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, the Chair recognizes Senator Driscoll for closing remarks on Senate File 1161.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the bill.
Senator Driscoll moves Senate File 1161 as amendment. Senator Trone-Garriott, how do you wish to vote? Short form has been requested. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. The bill has passed, and then we'll move to the calendar under Rule 40. Is there any other business to come before the Natural Resources Committee? Seeing no other business, Senator Driscoll moves we adjourn.